today on Apostle Gabo's podcast radio show. God, today I just want to declare a few things. I want to bless your life to know that God is moving us to a place where he is sanctifying us. The Bible says that he gave them his word and he healed them. And the Bible says that he has exalted his revelation in his word above his own name. And the scripture talks to us about that whenever God wanted to bless them, he gave them the word to empower them. And one word from God can totally transform your life. So today I've come to declare that most of the time we are not blessed. We are lacking the blessing of God because we are not moving into the perfect righteousness and right standing of God's word. Hallelujah. So God's word must purify us. When we are purified, separated, and purged, then God position us. He position us for blessing. Position yourself, because what does the word living mean? Today I've come to talk about this word living. The word living is a type of bread which bulges and puffs up due to the way the energy or information, doctrine or intellectual design or energies that was used to make that type of bread. As I speak this message, I'm declaring it around the month of January as we're moving into February, because when we reach the month of March and April, this is when we celebrate Passover. And Passover is a season when people bulge, people become living, or they become livened. And this word living is literally referring to bread, but it's also referring to the status in which bread is made, who made the bread, what was his psychological status, how was he feeling, who does he believe in, what does he exalt. But also this word living represents pride or arrogance. Living bread bulges, it gets puffed up. So when we come to the season of Passover, as we are moving towards the month of March and April, when we enter in the month of Nisan, when we celebrate Passover, God talks about living and how we need to get rid of living. And why? Because Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they were living. And they were living in the season or in the area or in the date around March or April. This is when they were bulging. And whatever that made up their existence or their nature at that given time when they ate from the tree, it was coming from a doctrine that was living poisonous, making them puffed up to the extent that they ate from the tree God commanded them not to eat from. Mark chapter 8 verse 15 says, "Then he charged them, saying, take heed, be aware of the living of the Pharisees and the living of Herod," Herod being Rome, Edom, or Esau. So he talks to them about living, okay? But then he says to them specifically, the living of Herod and the living of the Pharisees. Now, by that time, politically, sometimes you find that politics affects the way people believe in a certain given time. In the time of Yeshua, when he was walking on the earth, politically, Israel was affected or colonized by a political system of Rome, where Herod was the client king in that area where they were. So he says, be aware of the doctrine that is corrupted, the doctrine that does not build you up to be liberated or to be pleasing unto God, but it is the doctrine that keeps you into the enslavement of their political system, which is filled with a lot of argument, talking about things, but having no substance and value in it, because it benefits the politicians of that time rather than benefit the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 16 verse 12 says, then they understood he did not tell them be aware of living of bread, because living is contained in bread. Bread is the texture of living bread. Somebody can say living bread. Yeah. But then they understood he was talking about the doctrine of the Pharisees. He was telling them about the doctrine of the Pharisees. Hallelujah. He was talking to them about the doctrine of the Pharisees. Hallelujah. Yeah. So he told them that it is the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees that is corrupted, that teaches you certain things, but it teaches you to bring you into enslavement so that you may not know the reality of who you are. They teach you, but in the teaching, there's a lot of restrictions and limitations. I call it also the white supremacy doctrine that they brought to us in Africa when they colonized us. They teach us about how far and the, you know, the kingdoms and the monarchies and the greatness of their kings and their leadership, and but yet in our function, in our culture, in our tradition, or we could say in our homes, in our houses, we are so far away from our houses because we are learning about a history that talks about other people. We are learning about the greatness, the development of other people. So we are looking at people in other areas, in Europe and America. They are the great ones, but we in our lives, in our present time, in our generation, in our homes, we are lacking, we are poor, because nobody teaches us the value in our own culture. Nobody teaches us the value in our own people and the strength in our own selves so that we can develop and make our communities better. But rather, they are teaching us to watch and to focus on other things. We are focusing on the media, the movies of America. And the more they put these things in our mind, they are indoctrinating us to the level that we lose ourselves and we gain more of desiring to be slaves by material things, by things look like, act like, behave like, and talk like, but yet when we are ineffective in our own communities. During the season of January or February, heading towards Passover that falls in the Hebrew month called Nisan, which Nisan falling in March or April, God prepares Israel, his people, in the way that the children of Israel were commanded to get rid of every leaven. Leaven being the doctrine or information, teachings of intellectual and media influence, which leads to arrogance, pride, puffing up of oneself, ego, etc. Passover should be celebrated without leaven. God commands that Passover should be celebrated without leaven. Deuteronomy chapter 16 verse 3 says, You shall eat no leaven bread. Now remember, leaven bread is the one that bulges and puffs up. For 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. So there is an unleavened bread that is eaten on Passover. That unleavened bread is called the poor man's bread. It's also called the bread of healing. It's also called the bread that represents salvation or redemption. So the eating of this unleavened bread that does not bulge, it is made in a way that does not bulge. It is beaten so that it does not bulge. It is They put holes in it so that they don't allow it to expand or bulge like other bread that bulge as you're baking them. So it must be kept in a humble state, the humble man's bread. That's the bread that God commanded. In fact, Yeshua was eating bread with his disciples. This is the type of bread they were eating, the humble man's bread. Hallelujah. So God is saying that on this time and in this season of Passover, we should remember, yeah, to eat the humble man's bread rather than eating the bread with the leaven. In fact, stay away from bread that leavens. Hallelujah. That is the bread of affliction. Affliction, which bread is that? The unleavened bread, the bread called matzah, which is the Passover bread, yeah, that they ate before they came out of Egypt, as they ate in haste, that you may remember in all your days as you keep Passover that you eat unleavened bread, which does not bulge, which is not proud, which is not arrogant, which represents the Messiah, representing salvation. To remind you that God brought you out of Egypt, yes, and you shall do it all the days of your life. During the 7th day of Passover, during the 7 days of Passover, Passover has 7 days from the time when God brought them out of Egypt. And you count to the time when they crossed the Red Sea. It took them 7 days. So by the time the Red Sea is opening up for them to cross over. They were crossing over on that seventh day, which means on that seventh day, when you count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, on that seventh day, they were crossing the Red Sea. Exodus chapter 13, verse 7 says, "The unleavened bread, bread without leaven, shall be eaten 7 days. You shall do things without leaven for those 7 days when Passover, after Passover. And no leavened bread shall be among you, nor shall leaven be seen among all your quarters." 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lamp, since you are truly unleavened." So he says, purge yourself, cleanse yourself. We have a cleaning that we do to cleanse body, physical, house where you live, to cleanse everything, purify. There are sometimes we keep, humans, we are good at collecting. Some of us are good at collecting junk. You know, see, there are some things you put under your bed, you never know. And they get old, they start to mold, and they start to even grow trees under your bed. Why? Because this message will be continued in the next part. You've been listening to the voice of Apostle